Welcome to another AAT podcast, where today I'm talking to you about some changes that came into force on the 1st of May 2010. Changes that cover the rules on the payment of UK national insurance contributions or social charges in other countries. When workers move from one country to another, in other words, when workers are crossing international borders. The world is split into three groups for the purpose of UK national insurance contributions and other countries' social security charges. When considering whether UK employees live in the UK to work abroad should continue paying UK NICs, or whether and when workers from abroad should pay UK NICs, we have to look at the three categories or groups to determine the answer to that question. The first group to consider is the cross-border movement of workers within the European Union, or more correctly, within the group of countries that comprise the European Economic Agreement, or EEA, countries. That means members of the European Union, comprising Austria, Belgium, Bulgaria, Cyprus, Czech Republic, Denmark, Estonia, Finland, France, Germany, Greece, Hungary, Ireland, Italy, Latvia, Lithuania, Luxembourg, Malta, Netherlands, Poland, Portugal, Romania, Slovakia, Slovenia, Spain, Sweden, and last but not least, the United Kingdom. Plus, we then include Iceland, Liechtenstein, Norway, and Switzerland, who make up the European Economic Agreement countries. Together, this group of countries have reached various agreements about cross-border rules for the payment of what we know as national insurance contributions, but what other countries often refer to as social charges. This podcast is mainly about changes to the cross-border rules for members within the EU or EEA. But firstly, I want to explain about the splitting of the world into three groups to determine what, when, and where national insurance contributions or social charges have to be paid. The second group to be considered is the group of countries with whom the United Kingdom has negotiated a reciprocal agreement. And currently, that second group is made up of Barbados, Bermuda, Canada, Cyprus, Guernsey, the Isle of Man, Israel, Jamaica, Japan, Jersey, Korea, Malta, Mauritius, Philippines, Switzerland, Turkey, the USA, and the former Yugoslavia. The third and final group is basically the rest of the world. In other words, every other country where the UK currently has no agreement on the treatment of national insurance contributions or social security charges or benefits. The UK does not have agreements with China or India, South Africa, and many more countries. Section 2